A week ago this morning, when we learned that a massive earthquake spawned a tsunami that swept across the Indian Ocean, we had first received wire service reports that perhaps a few thousand people had died. The numbers quickly rose that morning to 6,300, then 8,000, the next day to 21,000, Tuesday to 44,000, Wednesday to 76,000. Estimates vary, but by this morning the death toll is believed to be between 130,000 and 150,000 people. More than 29,000 people died in Sri Lanka. At least 14,000 died in India. Indonesia reports at least 80,000 people died there. In Thailand, 5,000 died. Health officials moved quickly to bury the dead. In many cases, DNA samples were taken and cataloged so that possibly, in the future, family members searching for lost relatives might be able to learn for certain the fate of their loved ones. Another 500,000 people are believed to have suffered significant injuries, and millions more, perhaps 5 million or more people, are believed to be at risk of life-threatening illnesses. Estimates of the number of people left homeless are little more than guesses. In Iraq this past week, the death toll among Iraqis and military forces rose. Today, a suicide bomber killed at least 18 Iraqi National Guards and a civilian. The death toll for the past week in Iraq included more than 40 Iraqis and at least 4 American military personnel. Since the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq in March 2003, more than 1,300 American military personnel have died. Of those, at least 1,039 were killed in combat or died as a result of combat-related wounds. At least another 70 American civilians have died in Iraq since the invasion. Fighting and violence related to the war have claimed the lives of at least another 315 people, civilians and military personnel, from 51 nations. A study conducted by the Johns Hopkins University Bloomberg School of Public Health estimated that more than 100,000 Iraqis died from war-related violence in the first 18 months of fighting. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Leanne Hansen returns next week. I'm Sheila Cast.